Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, and welcome to a brand new edition of the Metal Injection Livecast. I wonder if Sean finally got his tattoo. That kid is such a pussy, he should just get a tattoo of a pussy on his pussy. You jerk. Here's the show.
You jerk.
He's had enough.
Is there any way to write inflection like that? That he's
I like the way he,
you jerk.
I like the way he says pussy.
Yeah. He says what?
Pussy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome, everyone.
What's with the shalom? Isn't it like Hanukkah ended like a week ago?
He didn't get the memo.
Over it.
But we're not over it here on the Metal Injection Livecast. Welcome to episode number 96. Pretty crazy. Darren, you mentioned that.
Last Sunday was the 2-year anniversary of our episode zero.
Wow.
Which is the first episode that we did, and you can hear that.
Barely.
Yeah, it's like it's coming through a tin can. Actually, it's like our last episode, second half of it.
Wait, so did you guys like take breaks on weeks or something? Because I think that 104 would be the 2-year.
We don't count the best ofs in that.
Oh, gotcha.
So, yeah, we did take breaks.
Yeah, but, yeah, we definitely.
Yeah, Sean, we're allowed to take breaks too, not just you.
Oh, I thought that was just me, being third mic and all.
Well, when someone else besides you doesn't also show up, then we take a break.
Yeah. Now you know.
Darren, is everything all right?
Okay.
Darren is tearing apart his laptop.
He just keeps rotating it.
You know, but you know, if you were doing one of your ridiculous contraptionated things over there, and one of us mentioned it, you'd have a shit fit.
Yeah. Well, I only mention it because it's coming across very clearly on the microphone. So.
Well, I'm done.
Well, that means the microphones work so good.
Well, that is a positive. And
it would have been over in 2 seconds if you didn't call attention to it.
But then we wouldn't have 3 minutes of amazing comedy that we just went through.
Yeah,
it was hilarious.
Yeah, Rob, you should stop bringing up negative things. It totally derails the show.
I feel like I need a card with that on it.
Actually, there was a very funny conversation going on right before we just went on air.
Wait, before that, we should say who's in the room today.
Yeah, we have a special guest. We have a special guest today.
Sits here.
Yay. No, I said special, and not in the retarded kind of way. Paul is joining us. He is one of the moderators on the Apparatus Tech Metal Forum, and apparently 4 people texted him wishing him good luck, so now he feels the pressure. Right, Paul?
Yeah, it's great.
What's that mean, good luck? Are we going to eat him alive or something?
It's possible.
Luck. Hungry.
Now he's got performance anxiety. He's tweeting about it.
Don't screw up saying words.
He's writing in his live journal his feelings.
Zanga.net. Vampire freaks, perhaps?
Oh. Collar me.
So what were you saying there? We were talking about something.
I was just informed that Jenny has really terrible farts.
And Jenny's here.
And Jenny's back there.
She's on the couch.
You were informed by Jenny.
Well, Sid brought it up because you pointed out that I'm going to be, Sean and I are in a position where we're the human shield for her farts.
Well, because I farted, and she's like, Sid, you don't want to mess with me tonight, because I farted
play
and blow
you.
Yours out of the water.
She doesn't want you to play with her tonight.
No. Well, it's all right.
I can't imagine what that's like. What did you eat? You ate 5 Guys, right?
It's a burger.
You ate 5 Guys? Wow. Let's explain to people.
Typical Wednesday.
Not in the Northeast.
What? 5 Guys, isn't that national?
No,
it's only in the Northeast. It's a burger chain. That's delicious.
Yeah. We have them in Florida.
Oh, really? I thought it was only Northeast.
Hmm? Not perfect.
So maybe just East Coast.
Let's explain to everyone not in New York and Florida that it makes women fart.
So what was women?
Put that on the mic.
But then we went from farting to circumcision. So.
Yeah. What were you telling us that you're telling us to shut up about? Because we were talking about something funny.
Sean was talking about his mutilated penis.
I thought you said it was something funny. How could it be that Sean's talking about
tragic.
It?
I don't know.
Jenny just said that is funny.
Yeah, Noah hates everything that I talk about.
I was setting up the show, but I heard everyone else laughing, so I said save it so I can share it with our listeners.
Yeah, no. So, Sean, you recently got a circumcision?
I recently did, last week.
Didn't.
I just wanted to learn about my circumcision. I don't know when it happened. I don't know how it happened. I don't know what the fuck. My parents aren't Jewish. I don't know how this.
That would be a good learning channel show or history channel show where you like when they have the shows where people who are adopted go back and try to find their birth parents.
Mysteries of my penis.
So yeah, you go back and try to find the doctor who performed your circumcision.
Okay. Okay.
And you want to retrace the whole history of your circumcision.
Well, I'm sure it's Good Shepherd Hospital in Barrington, Illinois. That's where I was born. But does anyone know? I don't know. I have no idea. I really do.
I don't
know
where you got your circumcision.
No, but when does it happen?
It happens before you come home from the hospital.
Okay. They just sniff it?
In fact, that was why I wasn't circumcised, because I was born on New Year's Day. Yeah, no, I was born on New Year's Day.
In the back of a Ford Charger?
It was apparently very chaotic in the hospital. And so, somehow my circumcision got overlooked.
You got bumped?
And then by the time I was my mother took me back to the hospital to get circumcised, they were like, no, the baby has nerve endings in the penis now, so they can't do it. They do it while you're immune to it.
Oh, okay.
So now he must wait until he's in his late 20s and it'll really hurt.
No, I was 30, actually. Oh. My 30th
was
right
I
after
was
my
30th. I was trying to hook you up, man. I'll shave it a few years off.
Well, no one knows when it was. It could have been 20 years ago or 10 or 5.
Now, what's the procedure for, like, the baby? Is it, like, stitches, or is it that extra skin glue?
Well, with the Jews, what they do is they take a drop of goat's blood. It's supposed to be, and then they say a ritual.
Really?
No.
Yeah.
I love the Jews.
Yeah. You finally had it.
He had me going first.
Jews are even more Satanists than Satanists.
They cut off one of the baby's fingers and use his fingernail to chop it off. Yeah, they sharpen it. Yeah. They snip it. They do the same thing as.
But I mean, like, how does it heal? Like, I mean, a baby. You know, that's.
It's like the same thing as when babies get their ears pierced.
Who pierced? What the fuck? What?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, man.
Isn't that what babies are for? To pierce them?
Didn't you ever go to the mall?
What?
Anytime you go to the mall and you go by the ear piercing station or whatever, they have a hysterically crying baby
that's
in there.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, it's barbaric.
Yeah.
If you're 18 and you want to get a...
barbaric.
Because the baby has no say in that.
It doesn't hurt,
though. It doesn't hurt.
Well,
why
the baby's going to want its ears pierced eventually.
So no, really? Wait till they want it. Why you got to make a baby your little Barbie doll?
Yeah.
Oh,
Jenny says it's easier for them to heal.
Says the woman behind the partition.
Yeah.
But if the baby then doesn't want a hole in its head later,
So then it'll take it out and it'll close up.
Oh, whatever.
We can't hear you.
I agree.
Jenny, we really can't hear you. Cannot
she
be part
said
of this conversation.
It's the same as if a baby doesn't want to get its foreskin chopped off, which I agree with. I don't think babies should be circumcised.
There's this club of women who are anti-circumcision,
mm-hmm.
and they protest for baby rights. But I don't feel like babies should have rights.
So they like stinky funk and peni?
Why shouldn't babies have rights?
You're too stupid.
You're doing comedy, though. You know, you don't really think that.
I don't think babies have rights.
Why? Well,
I think
why?
The people who create them have rights for the baby.
We should put them in the coal mines then and make them work.
If they were that useful.
No, their muscles aren't formed.
Yeah.
If only a baby was that useful.
Wait, what do you? So you mean if a father or a mother is abusing a baby, they shouldn't be taken away from their parents?
No, I didn't say abuse them.
But you're saying
but I don't think piercing a baby's ears is
abusive.
Oh,
so in certain situations,
some abuse is okay.
Okay, if they're putting out their cigarettes on a baby, that's abuse.
Well, right, but where's the line?
Jamming a metal piece through their skin is it different than putting out a cigarette butt on?
No.
Here's my take on it. I don't think the father should be allowed to abuse the child, but I think the mother should, because the child came out of the mother. Now listen, if the mother
but the father came to have the child.
Wait, let him finish.
I'm sorry.
If the mother took a shit and then wanted to throw that turd against the wall,
right.
or pierce its ears or whatever, would she get arrested for that? If it was in her own walls?
Well, that makes perfect sense. A turd is exactly the same as the baby.
Just because something comes out of a different hole, all of a sudden you can't abuse it? It's still your...
If it's formed a little bit. The piece of...
Double standard.
The piece of shit is not a living thing.
You know what, Sid? If a piece of shit could crawl and laugh, I would agree with you.
Sometimes there are parasites in your shit, and those are living things.
And you could fucking...
But the parasites are unique things. They're not...
Like pinworms.
Yeah.
My shit is pretty unique.
Sid is America's most prominent jurist now. He's going to rewrite the Constitution and give rights to turds.
Well, speaking of, I got jury duty this week.
Duty.
Good segue.
Dude, all you have to do is just be like, look at me.
Yeah.
I hate black.
Just say I have AIDS and I'm miserable.
I have AIDS and I'm racist.
Rob, why do you assume that the defendant is a black?
That's how it works.
But it's for the New York Supreme Court.
So it'll be like a white collar.
It might be like Brown versus the Board of Education Part 2 or something.
So I was thinking to put I Heart Angel Dust on my forehead.
Nice. So you'll get that tattooed, so you'll get me and Sid tattooed on you?
I will, if you fucking pay for it.
Because he really likes Angel Dust. He doesn't like you.
But your nickname for Rob is Angel Dust.
It's just
in high school.
It is?
By the way, we have a phone number. Our number is 646-929-1357. We can hang out. We can chat. We can do stuff. It'll be all right. Paul, are you still on the show?
Yeah.
Paul doesn't seem like he wants to be here.
Yeah.
Paul hates us all.
Let me ask was it the tweets that got you, or was it like the texts, I mean? Or like you were cool with it, and all of a sudden now
you're... Is it Rob playing footsie?
I didn't even know this was going to happen.
Oh. Well, Rob, you sprang it on him?
I forced it on him. I'm like, no, you're coming with
me.
And
now I'm out of my element.
Okay.
His element being in front of a laptop. See, if you just had a laptop in front of him.
Rob, move on
my laptop. I have very incriminating.
No, get on his lap and be his laptop. Come on. Now pretend he's a baby and abuse him.
Only if I can shove needles into his face.
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
No. All right.
Sorry.
But in all,
Paul is never going to look at me the same again. Now I'm embarrassed.
I feel the love.
In that conversation, we lost how the actual conversation started, which was that we were talking about how babies get circumcised. And then Jenny said her father was a pediatrician.
Yes.
Oh, yes, yes.
And she used to go around where he worked looking for babies to get circumcised to watch them suffer.
So we figured out that's why she's into all the dominance and stuff that she's into now. Is
cock and ball torture.
Yeah.
Now that's what was said.
That's exactly what was said.
We can't hear you, so that's probably what was said.
Yeah.
We have a private caller.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm.
Not a private dancer?
Hello,
is this me?
Another one of those.
No.
What do we have?
Hello?
Private caller. Hello?
Hello?
Yes. This is Luke from Australia.
Hi, Luke from Australia.
What's up, Luke? Yeah, I just wanted to ring up and say that I listened to your show and that you guys are awesome.
Oh, thank you.
Cool. Sounds like he's calling us from, like,
under
a bunch of pillows.
He's using a sheep to call us.
I'm not in here, Bob! He's in a kangaroo's pouch.
It's cold.
So, Luke, what time is it over there now?
It's 9:15 in the morning.
Yeah. 9 in the morning. So, do you listen to us live? Do you wake up to listen to us?
No. It's our summer break, so I usually have to go to school and I listen to the archive. So
yeah.
I just rang
we're
in
like
today.
Right on.
Sorry?
That's awesome. We're the Z Morning Zoo.
Yeah, that's crazy. We're morning radio. We're huge.
Yeah.
We made it, guys.
All because of time zones.
Yeah, Hollywood. All right. Wait, so how old are you, Luke?
I'm 14.
14?
Yeah.
It's 40.
In metric system, that's 30, though. Your balls definitely sound like they've dropped, though, so congratulations.
Hey, Rob, too far.
What?
Well, jeez.
Are you saying Luke has no rights?
I don't know. We shouldn't talk about a 14-year-old's balls.
Well, no, since
he's in Australia, it's not illegal.
That's what you like. Since we upgraded to morning drive, now we have a sensor, so that's Noah's job.
Hey, too far.
It's a different market.
Pardon. Your testicles sound like they have dropped, sir.
Rob? Could you ask him if he's ever met the Crocodile Hunter or
Paul Hogan? Paul Hogan.
Yeah. Luke, have you ever met the Crocodile Hunter or, more specifically, Paul Hogan?
Luke, don't dignify that one. Unless you have actually met
one. We go kangaroo riding together.
Oh, cool. They go kangaroo riding together.
Paul Hogan died before this kid was born.
Paul's still alive.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
He's dead.
No, he's alive.
What?
Paul Hogan's still alive.
Doing what?
Nothing. He's still alive.
Then prove it.
Paul Hogan's still alive.
According
Paul,
if you're listening.
Wikipedia, 71 years old. He's doing Subaru Outback commercials still.
What?
Yeah. Paul Hogan's still alive.
Who's giving that guy a job?
Luke, what's your favorite Silverchair album?
Fuck. I don't listen to that.
That's an oxymoron.
Here we go, Luke. Corn or flour tortilla?
No, corn or flour boomerang.
Didgeridoo.
Corn.
All
right. Right on.
Hey,
listen, leave him alone. He's going to the Sydney Ice Hogs game later on.
Cool. Well, Luke, thank you so much for calling in, and thank you for listening all the way in Australia.
Where the toilet's flushed the other way.
Maybe he had a question.
Not true.
Oh, do you have a question for us or something? Or you just wanted to...
No. Yeah, just bring up. That's all.
You know who you sort of sound like? Remember a few years ago there was that viral video of the Australian kid who threw a party?
Yes.
And his parents were at home and he was like...
I apologize.
Yeah, he sounds like that. Are you that kid?
No.
What?
Well, that kid was a troublemaker. Maybe he's lying about his age.
Uh-huh.
Making mischief. Are you wearing sunglasses right now and a bubble jacket with nothing underneath?
Yeah, I am.
Busted! It's him!
Oh, man!
Wow. Sid got
we walk around the street like that.
Oh, they walk around the street like that. That makes sense.
So it's
hi!
It's
the summertime now.
Do you know that guy, like, personally?
Were you at that party? Show me on the koala where he
does. Oh, I got a question. When you go to school in Australia, Is the map, like, upside down, or what? Like, do you have Australia on the top of the globe?
No, it's down the bottom.
Like, wow, that's weird. Why? I wonder why that is. I put it on the fucking top.
You should make maps for Australia.
I would center it.
Yeah. Mm. They probably make them in the U.S., that's why.
Or China. But to U.S. specifications.
Well, thank you, Luke.
Yeah, thank you for calling.
That's fine.
Good day.
Thank you.
Ta-ta.
He's got to go on walkabout.
Right,
it's a good soup. They have that at Outback Steakhouse, the walkabout soup. It's got potatoes and cheese.
Yeah,
it's good.
What are those, like, fries called?
Bloomin' onion.
French fries.
Those are onion rings.
Aussie fries.
Hey, Aussie chips.
Yeah, with, like, bacon and cheese.
Yeah.
Apparently that is, like, the deadliest thing out of all the fast food places. That's the deadliest thing that you can order.
Happiness.
Mm-hmm. It tastes good, though.
Good.
I like if they bring you a loaf of pumpernickel bread on the table.
It's good.
It's nice.
It shows that they're not racist.
You know that there's an Outback just, like, you know, like a few blocks away?
Yeah. Yes, we've been to it.
How can we never go together like a family?
I brought Outback food here once and brought you a Bloomin' Onion and you all ate it.
I remember
and you
that.
Don't remember. I do not remember that.
I remember that.
I did. That was like a year. And
no, but I'm saying, why don't we all go?
It was the old studio before we met twice.
I definitely remember that.
Okay.
Thank you, Darren.
You're welcome.
Again.
Oh, Jenny's got a blunt going.
Can you do it again?
There goes the clip.
I missed the first round.
I'll be less likely to eat Outback now. I changed my diet a lot.
During the week, Sean, you were emailing us saying you were not going to get the tattoo.
Yeah. And Darren called me out.
Darren,
so,
I had to prove that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was. It was good. It was good.
Since we're all going to be honest and talk about stuff, Darren, when I read that, I could not stop laughing.
Yeah.
I was on the floor laughing.
I don't oversell it now.
I just cringed. I was like, oh, poor Sean.
Yeah.
I thought I was fairly nice to Sean. I was like teasing.
I don't think it was mean.
No, I didn't think it was.
It was stating the obvious truth without being an asshole.
Do you want to read the few emails that preceded it? All
I was
trying to ignore it. That's the reason why I got it this week, is so I'm sure that I'm not a pussy and ignoring it.
Well,
I'm
you didn't get Robert
Darren.
I just have a life. That's it.
Well, granted, but then you initiated the contest, mm-hmm. ensuring that you would have to have no life in relationship.
That's true.
Well,
I should not come up with contests where I would have no life to succeed at them.
Well, the conversation.
Hello.
It's your first time?
Rob just took a hit off a blunt and turned into a girl.
So the conversation started. We have a weekly email thread that we do to talk about the show. And
we weren't allowed to mention that to the listeners, right?
Oh, God, shut up. In the midst of the conversation, Sean goes, I'm most likely not going to have the tattoo done by the show due to all I got to do before flying home on Saturday.
What exactly did you have to do? I'm just curious.
Finish all those beers you got from Fresh Drink.
they're gonna spoil.
That's $74 worth of beer in Fresh Drink, man. That's a good drink itself.
I had to get other tattoos.
Cooler, better tattoos.
So let's not bring it up and just talk about it when I have it done on the December 29th show.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, Sean, does this mean that you're not going to be at the show next week?
Obviously, if I fly home on Saturday, how will I be on the show?
We don't know your
It takes 4 days to go to Chicago.
Yes, I'm going to fly back home, come back for the show, and then go back for Christmas again.
Sure, I don't know.
Please, fax us your itinerary next time.
I'll give you my vacation days, weeks in advance.
Please, yes. And then Sid responds, wow, Sean, just wow. And then goes, I guess when we all discussed how our weeks were after you explained how you pushed out of getting the tattoos yet again, et cetera, et cetera. I'll talk about my big news.
So it's kind of big news.
Save it.
And then here's the zinger. Darren goes, Sid, there was a typo in your email. You spelled came up with a tattoo contest idea, refused to get 80% of the submissions, talked it up for 3 weeks, and now wants to ignore it. Wrong.
Sean's final response.
Bravo.
Ouch.
Yeah. Well, what are you gonna, you know, what are you gonna say?
And then he got
a very perfect dismount.
To his credit, he got it.
Yeah,
he got the tattoo.
Wait, but
so
we
really
decided
when I saw
on
that,
something else. We didn't decide on the tattoo that
yeah,
you no. ended up getting.
No, but actually, the real reason
wasn't that the point that you should have got it.
But no, the real reason is that you know like, I would have to pay for that Sid and Rob one, and I don't want to have to pay $240.
Why would you have to pay for it?
Because I'd have to pay for it.
Why would you not?
But why would you not have to pay for the Patrick Swayze and drag?
Oh, because my buddy Sean that does the tattoos usually does like any of his own artwork on his friends for free or anything like silly enough or good enough that he wants.
I'm sure that Robinson would have came with you to the tattoo parlor so that he could turn them into artwork. You should have just asked.
I don't think so. I drew them up in Illustrator and gave it to him. He's like, yeah, I don't want to waste my time. Because he's got to sit there and do the labor for 2 hours and get no money for it.
Wait, what? Hold on what basis are you rejecting Robin Sid's face?
Yeah, I can't believe.
Yeah,
he insulted
it. It's more like this is just a personal tattoo for me. It's
right.
more just like, you know, I'm going to put in the labor for 2 hours to give you the tattoo and get no money out of it.
Well,
and
my question
hang
is,
out with you for 2 hours.
Yeah. Why is Patrick Swayze looking like a Frankenstein woman? Because
he gets a fucking portfolio piece out of it.
Why can't they be in his portfolio?
Yeah, really, like really.
Someone wants to leap through a book and see Patrick Swayze in drag.
At least some people funny. Know. Recognize.
Some people get portraits of like their dead kids or their dead parents.
Right.
Because
yeah, they're called
you know.
So now we're dead. First, we're not good enough.
I heard a child that caught gangrene from an ear piercing in the mall. I had his head tattooed on a woman.
Exactly.
It's true. But I would have got like another like a high contrast Illustrator version of you guys too because I never want like a weird lazy eye or two eye you know like see those crazy portrait tattoos.
He's
like,
saying now he wants saying he wants
now
to correct your lazy
eyes. Now he has weird lazy eyes. Wow, Sean, I'm learning so much about how you really feel about me and Sid.
It's true. Really. It's gonna be like Robert Downey Jr. and Zach Galifianakis.
Not Robert Downey syndrome.
Maybe.
Get it, like Down syndrome. See what I did about you, Rob? He was pointing at Rob when he said Robert Downey Jr. That's why I said.
Well, because he's got the facial music that you know.
The facial
him.
Music.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
He's got some chin music going on there, right there. He's got the neck goatee going on.
It doesn't sound like music when I rub it against.
Wait,
the mic.
How far back does that thing go? Does that go all the way to your throat?
Wait, Rob, do it again.
Someone has to make a song out of this. Listeners, here's your next challenge. So we're going to isolate that as an MP3.
Ooh, Shlomo,
be nauseous.
Shlomo, sing the beard song. Beard music. Of course.
I love it.
Okay, we have a lot of callers.
All right, let's take some callers.
Blowing up.
What are we taking?
Let's take 402.
402, what's your name and where are you from?
Hey, hi guys, it's Guillermo.
Oh, hey, Guillermo from Nebraska.
Guillermo.
What's up, Guillermo?
Yeah, England. I'm doing pretty good. How you guys doing?
Excellent. Do you have a question?
Great. No, I just called to thank you for the CD that you sent me like a month ago, or two, I guess. I don't remember. To tell Sean that he's a pussy.
Sean's a pussy. It's true.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wait. What is Sean?
Pussy.
Wait, you broke up. Wait, Guillermo, you need to say it again. You broke up. I'm sorry. What was it?
Nah, Sean is a pussy because he started to say that he's going to get the tattoo that, and now he's not getting it. So,
Hey, but I pulled the George W. Bush on this one. You know, the popular vote won Sid and Rob. Got snuck in there with the Patrick Swayze.
So you're a pussy.
Yeah. Yes.
Or as Guillermo would say it. How do you say it, Guillermo?
Yeah.
Pussy.
Call him a chocha. Pussy.
Yeah, how do you say it in Spanish?
Chocha.
Pussy? Pussy in Spanish?
There's many ways.
Ow.
There's many ways to say it.
Give Noah one way of saying pussy. Besides chocha, we already announced that.
Or
like panocha.
Panocha.
Yeah.
I say pussy and rice and chicken.
Oh. Sean is a pussy and rice. Or Sean is a rice and chicken pussy.
Yeah. I like that better.
Chickens have pussies?
Sure.
Where did the eggs come from?
I don't know. The egg hole. I don't know.
The pussy.
Remember how, since Shlomo was Jewish, we had him sing Jewish songs for us? Can we get Guillermo to sing Feliz Navidad?
Oh, my God.
No, I'll find.
Come on, man. Do it.
Well, that was just the reason that I was calling you to thank you for the CD that you sent me and the stickers that came with, too.
Yeah, no problem.
Stickers?
Oh,
okay. I was like, so that's where the live cast speakers went. The Guillermo.
Sneakers.
Wow,
thanks for the stickers. I thought it was sneakers that he said.
It's a metal
no,
injection.
Say the sneaker.
No, hey, send them a candy bar. The sneaker.
Shit. I don't like chocolate anyway.
I love that you do the southern shit.
Yeah, always from Nebraska.
That is phenomenal. That is so good.
I went online and looked up the demographics of Nebraska. There's one Hispanic in Nebraska.
That's me, bro.
I have a little picture of him waving. On Wikipedia. Come on, Feliz Navidad. One time.
Come on, give us a Feliz Navidad.
Okay, Feliz Navidad, everybody. But you guys don't celebrate that, so...
Sing
the
song.
No, Sean celebrates it.
I do.
I do.
Just sing the... All right, we'll compromise. Sing just the English part. How about that?
He probably doesn't know.
I don't really like Christmas, to be honest.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
All right.
Can you do that?
That's the punk version.
Yeah.
Punk?
From the bottom. My heart.
See, look, he opened his heart to you. Now you reach out and say something back. It's not happening.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks for calling in, Guillermo.
You're sneaky.
Yeah, take care, guys. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
We'll let you know if the Aside is playing Nebraska anytime soon.
Not happening.
Okay, now we have...
They might be playing them, but they're going on tour next year, so we don't know.
Let them know to route Nebraska.
They're playing Farm Aid next year.
Whoa!
Farm Bill?
I don't know what that is. Oh, sorry, Darren. Don't leave your computer on down. Okay, we have 602.
Sydney, I like your special ed helmet you're wearing today.
Thank you.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Oh, it's the guy with the really...
What's your name again?
Oliver Twist?
So anyways, Mongo's commander wanted to know, Paul, do you like corn or flour tortillas?
Just thinking about it.
Flour, for sure.
There we go.
Wow, one for flour. Usually it's in corn.
I like flour.
Well, Wasted Lights, are you Mongoose Commander's personal message boy? Is that what's going on
here?
Sure,
we can go with that, sure. I mean,
I just got to ask you, can you use your real fucking accent? Because this just gets annoying after a while. Just speak normally. You don't have to be sick.
Come on.
This is such a bad fake accent.
Paul, do you think this is a put-on, or do you think this is really how he talks?
He lives in Arizona.
Yeah, I think he's full of shit.
And we asked him what football was, and I said, name a football team. He goes, the Raiders. The Raiders.
Doritos.
Doritos.
Yeah. Doritos.
Wait. Were you born in America, or were you born in England? Where were you born?
I was born to a British family in America.
What city are they from? What city are your parents from?
What city?
Yes.
They are from Nottingham.
So wait, you were born in America, but you still have the accent. Explain.
My parents were from Nottingham. So they're British, and then they moved here, and they fucked, and they made me.
Was your dad the sheriff?
Yes, but if you grew up in America, you wouldn't have a British accent.
Yeah, did you grow up in America, or did you grow up in Nottingham?
No, I grew up here in America.
My parents are Russian, but I grew up in America, so I don't have a Russian accent. How do you have an English accent?
Because that's just the way it works. That's the way I was speaking at home. That's the way my parents were speaking at home. That's the way that would be crumbled.
Everyone's British.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you live in like a British ghetto in Arizona?
The colony. It's an Arizona British
Which
colony.
Which In his defense, I used to live on Brighton Beach, which is a very Russian neighborhood.
And you never had a Russian accent in your life.
I didn't, but I do know, like, other American-born people who did have Russian accents.
But they're all...
But it's like New York Russian.
But they're surrounded by Russians all the time.
Right.
Where are all the British people around him?
Fair point. Wasted lights?
I live in a concentration camp for British people.
If only.
They don't like Mexicans, and they don't like Brits.
Have you been asked to show your ID?
Yeah, you fucking talk to a cop. He's going to ask you to bust out some papers.
Sure, people tell me to show my ID. I'm like, here you go.
Here you go.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how big a fan are you of Michael Caine?
Michael Caine?
Yes.
Never heard of him.
Why? I've heard of him. He's not a really good one in my book.
Wait a
You're
minute.
Not British.
Wait, no, I have a question.
I love Michael
Who is your favorite character on Are You Being Served?
Please.
What is that?
What? Really?
I don't know.
I don't know what that is.
It's a British sitcom about a department store.
Oh, of course.
I had a lady with purple hair.
Who's your favorite character on Mr. Bean?
Top one.
Are You Being Served was on after Mr. Bean.
Is that about Black Bean?
So I'm watching the chat right now. Dad Andy wants me to say Sticky Wicket.
Okay.
Good
for you.
So are you going to say it?
Mission accomplished.
How old are you?
There you go. What?
How old are you?
He's there you go.
I'm 18.
Noah.
Hello? Hello? He said I like young boys.
Young men. And
Noah.
He has a uniqueness about him. He has a British accent.
So
that's kind of exotic.
Do you have a job?
Noah, when he's pounding me, he can go, "Blimey!"
No, I don't.
Well,
I don't want him to call me a blimey.
Didn't we establish that blimey was a black limey?
Yeah.
I think we established that.
Right. Hello, hello.
Hello.
Okay.
Let's wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
Okay, right, so I'll let you guys go now.
No, we'll let you go, you son of a bitch.
I hung up on him.
Yeah, cheerio. Have a bloody good day, mate. Captain Crunch. Cheerio, that was Fruit Loops. Count Chocula. Kicks. Kids tested, mother approves.
Welcome to the cereal rock block. who else do we have, Noah?
We have
Hoities.
We have 860.
860, what is your name? Where are you from?
What's up, guys? Mongoose Commander.
Oh, what's up, Mongoose Commander?
Not too much. I have an interesting story.
We'll be the guy with that.
All right. So I was at a party recently, and I was hanging out, and I met a girl, and we were, like, hitting it off and stuff, and, I was into it. And then we went into the kitchen, and she's sitting there at the table, and her friend comes in, and then she pulls out an 8-ball of Coke and starts breaking it off casually while they're, like, discussing, like, a random thing. It was, like, the weirdest thing ever.
Her friend did this, or she did this?
No, her friend did it.
Okay.
So did she partake in the Coke?
Yeah.
Did you?
Not really my friend. I met her there. No, of course I didn't.
How old is this girl?
I'd say 18, 19.
Okay, that's legal, right?
When you started doing the Coke, did that make you more or less interested in her?
Way less.
Good call.
Why? You can take advantage of her when she's under the influence.
She'll be
drugs.
All cranked up and suck the freaking skin off you.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they had a real connection to it and she didn't just want some bad.
I only like girls on meth, so.
Oh, fair enough.
Well, on meth, they have no teeth left.
Better for girls on meth now.
This guy thinks ahead. Very good, Mongoose
Commander.
Once their teeth fall out.
Yeah. Well, Coke allegedly makes your teeth fall out, too, I heard. Doesn't it?
If you do enough.
Yeah, like lifelong.
Yeah, like your gums bleed.
Rob?
My gum is weird for different reasons.
Oh.
I have gingivitis.
Yeah. Rob doesn't like to do it with a brush or floss.
Gingivitis. Can I get the echo for that?
No, I can't do it on
the
Nope.
Every
Patrick Swayze gets the echo.
Another bit goes to die.
Also,
gingivitis. You want to say it with me, so it's an echo. All
right, here we go.
Gingivitis.
Thank you.
What is that?
It's the echo, like fading.
So what? So what's the follow-up? Did you get with this chick?
Did you get gingivitis?
No.
No, I pretty much left the party, pretty much. I figure if there's coke here, I might get arrested, so I booked.
You could have got a number first.
Yeah, that's
you
true.
You would have a better story, though.
Yeah.
Now, my question is this. Did this party happen before or after this girl got fucked with a popsicle in Nina's friend's bedroom?
Sure.
After. That happened a few months ago.
Just want to clarify.
You should ask if there was any popsicle action going on. That was a question.
There's eight.
Probably not.
I'm sure they made like eight ball popsicles.
That's like a niche thing, I think, you know, asshole with popsicle sticks.
Yeah. It's a whole new sub porn.
Where's that website?
It's common.
Let's get on that.
That's one of the rules of the internet.
Also,
Steve of it, there's porn of it.
Yeah.
I have a question for you guys, too.
Oh, brother.
Since Rob has revealed he likes Chromeo and The Faint, and Sean revealed he likes Edema, I figured, what's like one band you guys listen to that you wouldn't expect people to think you listen to?
Oh, the guilty pleasure question.
I don't find Chromeo a guilty pleasure. They're just the pleasure of mine.
Okay.
Well, okay, fine. They give us a real guilty
pleasure.
Rob
has no shame, so.
Yeah.
Rob doesn't feel guilty about anything.
What is a guilty pleasure to you?
I like Mogwai.
That's not a guilty pleasure.
No.
Mogwai is good.
Yeah, why is that a guilty pleasure?
Okay, I like jazz music.
You should feel guilty about that.
Yeah.
I would say early Alkaline Trio and the first Slipknot record. Those are my guilty pleasures.
I like the Van Halen album that came out with Gary Cherone on it.
Oh,
oh wow. That is
wow.
It's
good. I'm kidding. I don't even think I've heard it, honestly, so I can't say I don't like it. I just wanted to make everyone feel like, ow!
I like Kenny Wayne Shepherd.
Oh.
I like Foghat a lot. A lot. Like a lot.
Saint Anger
no,
is my
like
favorite Metallica album.
Did you see that article about Saint Anger? Want to read that on the air? I thought that was really ridiculous.
Oh, on Metal Sucks?
Was it on Metal Sucks?
Well, it was on the Decibel blog. On the Decibel magazine.
You can't mention other blogs.
Oh, sorry. I have a funny story about Saint Anger.
He's believing you. What? Go ahead. What's your story?
Like, I was in seventh grade and never heard of Metallica before. And that was the first album I bought by them, and I was like, holy crap, this is the coolest music ever. And then, like, 3 weeks later, my friend showed me all their other albums, and I'm like, what the fuck was I thinking?
Well, you could be forgiven for that, because you were in seventh grade.
So this was, what, like, 3 weeks ago? 3 weeks ago. 4 weeks ago. Just checking. All right, we're going to have to move on.
All right.
Sorry.
you can finish your
thought. Go ahead.
Every time
all right, I was going to say, for years, I've tried, like, spending time and getting my snare drum to sound like the St. Anger thing. Like, it was, like, an obsession. I couldn't figure out how the hell to get it to, like, a trash can tone.
Use a trash can.
Use a trash can.
I think I used a trash can at one point.
You didn't do it correctly.
Don't use a plastic.
No, I didn't.
There you go. All right, thanks for calling in. We have
no
a
problem.
Private caller. Are you there?
Oh, hi.
Oh, hi.
Hi,
you
this?
Sound like you might be a lady.
Oh, my God. I am.
Or a gay.
Oh. What's your name and where are you from?
My name's Ashley. I'm from California.
Hello, Ashley.
She's
from
called
California.
In before, right?
No.
I have. I was supposed to have the metal injection baby.
That's right.
I thought they were from the East Coast.
No, they were
oh,
from California.
The couple? Yeah.
That's why I said
are no. You still with that dude?
No. No.
Yeah. What did he do? What did he do wrong? How'd he fuck up?
Oh, he's probably listening to this, so I don't want to talk about it.
That's okay.
Cheers.
I don't want to say anything too bad.
Way to tell him what's wrong with him without having to confront him about
Let's
it.
Let's burn him.
Oh,
come
I
on.
Told him. That's why he broke up with me.
You tell
Wait,
him,
he
but
broke
not
up
us.
With you?
Yeah, he did.
What did you do?
Erectile dysfunction.
I told him he needed to treat me right, and he didn't.
In what way?
So he dumped want... you and said that?
He dumped me because I told him that he wasn't treating me right, and I guess he disagreed or something.
How was he treating you badly?
Just kind of totally ignoring me all the time.
Maybe that's because he wanted to dump you.
Maybe,
yeah,
or maybe
exactly.
You're too needy.
Yeah.
And it was funny. He was like, "Ashley, you were too negative." And it's kind of ironic because he's the most negative person I've ever met in my whole life.
Do you think it's possible, like, maybe you didn't make him enough sandwiches? Or, like,
clean
enough?
Oh, no, I made him plenty of sandwiches, believe
and
me.
And his dishes? What about his dishes? Were they washed?
Blowjobs?
That was Sean, by the way.
No, that was Paul.
You two are, like, Republicans, right? Didn't we discover that you two were, like, Republicans or something to that effect?
Yeah.
So there's
he's a Republican. I'm independent.
No, found out that
especially
she voted,
now.
She voted for Obama.
Unless he's in an airport bathroom.
So have you boned all his friends as revenge?
No. That's remember, they're Christian. They're all, like, hardcore Christians.
So you're not a hardcore Christian?
You can change them.
Doesn't that mean they just...
Well, I am, but I'm not a very good one sometimes.
Oh, so anal? What that means?
That's what I just said.
Judaism.
I'm just saying...
I mean, she doesn't stone people if they find that she finds out they're gay.
Yeah.
That's why she's
a Christian. So what's going on here?
Yeah.
What?
Should we hook you up with... You don't do coke, do you?
Oh, no. Yeah. No.
We could hook you up with Mongoose Commander.
How are your gums? Any ginger?
My teeth are beautiful. They're fine.
Ooh, they're the finest teeth Darren ever came across.
Wait, what'd you say?
He said, "Do you have the finest teeth I ever came across?"
Yes, I do.
Darren!
What?
Dirty.
You weren't supposed to tell anybody.
What are you doing with our listeners, Darren?
We were just cybering. It wasn't real. I typed in that I came across her teeth.
It's a good whitening agent.
Oh, my God.
Wait. How are your hands? Are they nice hands?
Manly.
Will you try to hook her up with Noah?
Yeah. Noah likes hands. I don't know.
She has nice hands. I'll talk to her.
I have child hands, actually.
No,
well, you're a child,
yeah.
Good for
right?
Got any gingivitis on your hands?
Not that I know of.
Nails trimmed?
Yes, I buy my nails.
What,
do you have any bunions?
What about those, like that black crud? Do you have it under your nails?
Ew, no. I have calluses because I play bass. So.
Oh. No, you
laugh at a bass.
No one hates basses.
But she plays guitar. She needs a bassist.
Yeah.
Bass.
Need a band.
You're like a vixen.
I play a lot of instruments.
No one needs a little low end, all right? That's it.
I'm going to teach you about being a musician. You're supposed to diss the bassist all the time.
Yeah, I know.
You said you play a lot of instruments. What else do you play?
I play guitar, I play bass, I play a little bit of drums, I play clarinet, and I'm learning bagpipes right now.
Rusty trombone?
Oh, my God.
Clarinet? How's a clarinet going to come in handy?
Wait, what?
How's a clarinet going to come in handy?
It's not.
Clarinet's like a recorder. It's like nothing.
Unless I want to, like, get into polka or something.
Polka?
That budding genre, polka.
That'll look good on a resume.
She could be in Central.
I'll be featured in Central, and I'll make a shout out to you guys on stage.
Love it.
She's a Republican. She wants to make music to burn crosses by.
Yeah.
Polka. Here you go. Can't get whiter than that.
Remember that? The band that sang, like, pro-Bush songs, and they were kind of like...
Nickelback?
College rock. No, the real, like, literally pro-Bush songs.
Toby Keith?
I forgot the name of it. The Wright Brothers, but with an R.
I don't remember that.
They had a song called Bush Was Right. Find that. Yeah, it was just like, it was like, you know what it was like, the Billy Joel, you know, we didn't start the fire, just a list of
I'm
things.
Really hoping the music we hear next is Smell Your Dick.
No. By the way, in case you notice, there are no sound effects in this episode because my computer is possessed right now.
My mom just bought the new Kid Rock album, speaking of stuff like that, and she likes to play it constantly.
Kid Rock.
What's your favorite track?
So Cold in the D.
Okay.
All right, here it goes. Bush was right. Ah,
yeah.
Awful.
Like college rock crap.
Jimmy World.
Yeah, it's like we didn't start the time. Finding out America will turn and run on the fighting as we go.
Why are you making me listen to this?
Cat, you should be into this. This should be rocking out right now. Bush was right.
Bush was right.
Actually, you're digging this, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to illegally download that later.
He looks like a fat Billy Joe Armstrong.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Actually, Frank walking right now.
That riff. This was.
Liberals are stupid.
182.
Yeah, I know. Some 41. Kennedy
wrong. Oh my God!
France, wrong. Ted Kennedy dead.
What did they say? Friend, the show, like a sitcom.
That is wrong.
Oh, it's a solo Noah.
Oh, you like them now?
Totally
no.
Well,
yeah. It wasn't a good.
Oh, one. Can't believe it's cousin
W's policy. This is
great. My ex-boyfriend's in a band that sounds a lot like that now.
Your ex-boyfriend is a band that sounds like this?
Yeah.
So, do they sing about this kind of stuff? Do they cover
this?
No,
they sing. Yeah. I don't want to talk too much crap on them, but I mean, they sound like that, but they sing about dumb stuff. Stuff that.
Wait,
do
they have a MySpace? I don't know. They're oh crap! What was their name? Hold on, let me look up their band name.
Please.
I'll find it.
It's gonna be that band we just played.
The Wright Brothers.
Yeah, it'll be that. They're a two-piece. They don't need a bass player. Ever since, I was in a band with my ex-boyfriend. They don't need a bass player now.
Oh, so they kicked you out of the band?
It's like out
of out of that one. It was out of a different one.
They actually, that band cut another single. I'm trying to, Obama is a Kenyan.
Oh, yeah, okay. The band name, it's called Shock the Press. You can look it up on their Bandcamp also.
Shock the Press?
Yeah, shockthepress.bandcamp.com.
I don't get it. What is that supposed to mean?
Like the press.
I don't.
Well, let's look at their music. Maybe
that'll tell us, I'm sure.
Maybe. Maybe it'll be the greatest
thing
you've ever heard.
Should I listen to In My Underwear? Is that a good track? Shock the
Press. They all sound the same.
All right, let's go with the first track.
Are we sure this is them?
Schoolwork Party.
Yeah, that's them.
Yeah. So, just to apologize,
That's him.
We're not
voice that
great.
Never changes.
At least he's honest.
Just tonight, coincidentally, the two best bands ever played before us.
Bush was right.
Now we look even worse.
Now we feel really. We're here to ruin your nights.
They were the headliners,
basically.
I guess.
Come closer, please.
Do they ever start, or this is it?
What is going on?
They're playing live, so they're.
I like it.
I don't know why they decided to keep all that in there.
Attention.
They thought they were funny.
There, hiding behind corners.
This is from their live EP.
It's not as good. All right, we're gonna start the music now.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
No, go back.
Plus, right.
Go back to talk.
Sounds like
Blink-182. Oh, it's gonna stand at a slow state now. Here we go.
microphone stuck. My head is spinning around and around, out of control.
Listen, I know you didn't want to insult your boyfriend, but you just did by playing this.
I did what?
I feel to be truthful.
Listen, she doesn't want to talk shit about a boyfriend. Take her off the air. Let's go to a break, and let's ask her off the air.
Okay.
All right.
We'll be right back on the Metal Injection live cast.
All right. We're off the air. What do you really think of this show?
Oh, I don't care for it.
It's bad. It's terrible. Come on. We're not even on the air.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't like it. At all.
What about him? Like, what is your real opinions of him?
Did he have a little pee pee?
Yes, he did, actually.
Good.
Wow.
That's a big relationship ruiner, you know? You can't continue a relationship with a little pee pee.
It was
like
disappointing. Like, he was really tall, so I expected, you know.
I hate that. That's the worst.
Did he ever reciprocate?
Why would you think that's true?
Because they have big hands. And
that doesn't matter.
Big.
That's it's an urban myth. That doesn't have anything to do with anything.
Nothing is congruent to anything else.
Yeah.
Yes. So anything else about him? Like what else? Like what? Why did he?
Wasn't that enough?
Yeah. Like
that's pretty much enough.
That was enough? All right.
Yeah. No, but I want to hear more. I'm just saying that's.
Oh, what do you want to know? I've got all kinds of bad things I can say about him.
Let it flow before we come back on the air.
We only have like 2 more minutes.
Yeah. Just let it rip.
I don't know what to say. Like, there's so much. Like, he hated punk music. Yet he's trying to. I don't know.
Oh my
god. It's just really weird.
It's easier to play.
Well, yeah, I know. But he didn't even like listening to it. He said that punk is stupid, and then he started talking to one of my friends and was like, "Oh my gosh, I love the Casualties."
Oh.
Did you pick a worse band?
And that song sounded nothing like the Casualties.
Exactly.
Well, he only learned one song. So. Wow. Well, you're not with him anymore, so lucky you.
Yeah, lucky me.
Yeah.
I'm actually happy. His family's rad, and I miss his family. But
how old are you?
Yeah. What?
How old are you again?
17.
What? I thought you were like 21.
No.
Yep.
Oh, wow. And she wouldn't still be Christian if she was 21. She's too young yet to have made that switch. Well,
we have plenty of time before your ovaries rot to find another.
Oh, jeez!
Oh my gosh!
Oh, 17 years old.
No, so I'm saying there's hope for her. She has time.
Our chat room just got very upset that she's only 17.
What do you mean?
Why?
How do they know?
What?
All right, we're back on the air.
All right. Oh, Amanda's still on the line with us. We're going to let her go.
Amanda,
all right.
Thanks for calling in. Oh, that was over the air. Sorry. Oh, my mic came up before everyone else. That was my fault.
Yeah, but yeah.
Don't worry. They didn't hear any of that stuff.
All right. Bye. Do we have any more callers?
Yes,
you will survive.
Anyway.
We have 781.
781.
Probably people. I've been waiting to get on this phone line for like 45 goddamn minutes.
Hasn't it been worth it though? After that last.
Here we are now.
Yeah.
Now you can enlighten.
I'm just lying on the couch in my basement. I'm covered in a furry blanket. Focus a joint and listen to Metal Injection.
I love it again.
Wait, is it a Snuggie? Do you have a Snuggie?
Fuck no.
Jenny is on our couch in her Snuggie.
You look like you're in a cult when you wear one.
Yeah, that's what it is, a coat.
A cult.
Oh, well, it is a coat, though. It's just a coat. What's
backwards
a
coat.
Yeah.
A cult.
I know, but I'm saying it's a cult.
Oh, it is a cult. It's feminine.
It's very feminine, and I am not feminine.
No?
You can get an Aussie one. They have Aussie Snuggies.
I have a Chicago Bears Snuggie.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Did you buy it?
No, I got
it. I'm a Hessian.
Oh, come on. No, you're not.
No, Episode title. I have a Hessian.
Do you know what a Hessian is?
Do you know what a Hessian is?
Me?
Yeah, you. Pizza Destroyer. What is it?
I do, but I'll sound... It'll slander my reputation if I talk about it.
It's someone who smokes hash.
No! It's the dude...
Don't fuck around, man. Sorry.
It's the dude who goes to the Slayer show, and he's wearing a bullet belt. He has really long hair, and he has a black leather jacket with, like, every freaking old-school band patched onto it.
Wow, I can't believe they came up with a word for that.
Yeah, it's just
I thought
like
it was
one guy in his
degenerate.
Town. Yeah, unimportant.
That's number two. Yeah. Number one, guy who goes to... First definition, guy who goes to the Slayer show with the bullet belt to the denim jacket and the spikes. Two, degenerate.
And he goes to
three,
Maryland Death Fest.
What?
He goes to Maryland Death Fest.
Okay. Where are you from again? Massachusetts.
Yeah. I'm going there this year, though. I bought tickets. And it's going to be nasty. Wait, what?
I'm not going
to go. Now we're not going to go because you're going. You ruined it for us.
Really, Rob's not going to go. He wants to avoid that guy from that band, Infidel.
Yeah.
Even though Greg Weeks did a thing on Maryland Death Fest for your website.
And Psyopus. He wants to avoid that.
We all do. They're terrible.
Not a band
the reason I was calling is because last week I could not make it to the show because I was out at an open mic night.
Wow!
Oh, wow! Really?
Really?
And I was played a song with my buddies, my boys.
Played a song or what kind of
open
mic?
Comedy.
Was it a music or comedy?
We played The Color of Sleep by Psychroptic, and nobody, it was too intense for them. It's like half the people left.
Over their heads, man.
It was definitely them. It
did they shoot you off the stage?
No.
Come on, stop bringing up Dimebag.
No, it was just, we were too black for them. They didn't understand us.
When I go to the Giggle Factory on open mic night and I play a Psychroptic cover, I expect people to fucking understand what's going on. These people, they don't fucking get it.
Yeah, man.
What kind of Giggle Factory is this?
Well, he's like Bill Hicks. He's ahead of his time.
Right.
No one in the audience gets it.
He hit a 40-year-old woman in the head with a mic stand afterwards because she was shocked.
Listen, in 10 years, every comic will be playing death metal.
Dennis Leary is going to be doing Necrophagist song.
I did not have a mic stand. I was playing drums.
So you don't sing? You have such a beautiful voice.
Yeah, I was into it until I dropped.
You skipped over the best part. He said the audience was too black.
No, he said they were too black for the audience.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. What does that mean?
How many times has that happened to you in your life?
Like black, like black metal. Black metal is very black, and like Escape the Fate is not black. That's the best way.
All right, I'm going to give you a pro tip now. When you ask to define a word, don't use the word four times.
Yeah.
Also, last
time... Oh, like your tone, sir.
What? Yeah,
you like your
tone just blew up.
Woo! The mic on his phone.
He's not used to him talking.
Are you trying to oppress me? I'm just trying to relax in my basement and smoke my reefer. You want to infringe upon my rights as a stoner because you smoke more cubic kilograms of marijuana per day?
Take a breath.
Darren doesn't smoke marijuana.
I quit.
Could you sing Feliz Navidad?
Yeah, please, sing it for us.
Oh, he's not even done.
I can't sing. I'm too stoned.
But then you're at the factory.
Feliz Navidad.
Woo!
All right.
Yeah. That's the beginning of Angel of Death.
All right, thank you for calling it.
Okay, I just had to.
All right, once again, our number is 646-929-1357.
Holy crap.
And I'd like to just let everyone know that we're going to go to a music break.
Good, because I want to eat my Tony Bennett sandwich.
Wow. Wow, you're eating a piece of Tony Bennett.
What is a Tony Bennett sandwich consist of?
A sausage.
So why?
Hot sausage.
You're eating Tony Bennett sausage?
Yeah. Why is that a Tony Bennett sandwich?
I don't know. That's what they name it at Leone's.
They all have.
They
like,
name it after like Italian.
Yeah. What's a Frank Sinatra sandwich?
It's.
It has to be the best sandwich, right?
Okay.
In Italian
you
place.
Can either get sweet or hot sausage.
No, it's Tony Bennett's talking about. It. I don't know what the Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, what would they, try
but, like?
The best thing.
It's funny because they have like 150 different ones, and then like. The further down the list it gets, the
like
more
celebrity.
Yeah, the more trivial the celebrity is. Like
the Brooklyn Baker.
Yeah. Oh,
there was actually a Bruno Sammartino one.
Really?
Which was
is
like
hair all over it.
Or I forgot. Yeah. There was one that was named after two people, huh. And it was like, did one guy get pissed that the other guy got a sandwich? Two names I didn't even recognize.
Bobby Bacala.
There was like a Ray Romano. That was like a 134.
There's a Tom Selleck.
There's a Tom Selleck. No, not Italian.
There is a Tom Selleck.
Joey Buttafuoco.
Oh, that's who. Ah. There's a Joey Fatone, the guy from his thing.
He's from the neighborhood.
I guess.
He's probably
but he's
talking.
Gay. Wouldn't that count?
No, he's not.
Who's the gay one?
Oh,
Lance Bass
yeah.
is a gay one.
You guys know a lot about him.
Joey
yeah.
Fat One.
Yeah. He hosts a TV show.
His name is Fat One.
Oh, and the best is they have like a catchphrase for each sandwich. Yeah. So, like, the Joey Fatone one is, this sandwich is definitely NSYNC. The Joe Pesci one is, yes, this sandwich is funny.
Why would a sandwich be funny? That's
not... I forget the other one.
Because there's a rubber chicken in it.
All right, fair enough. That makes sense.
And one of those things that electrocutes you.
The electric chair.
The buzzer.
The Yogi Bear was like, this is a mitt of a sandwich or something like that.
The Yogi Bear?
The Yogi Berra.
Oh, okay.
Not the Yogi Bear.
Yogi Bear was Italian.
Bear meat.
All right. Let's get to the music. We're going to start things off with a little agoraphobic nosebleed. How's that? Good?
Yeah. Great.
Thank you.
This is Chuck Landington. This show is a lot like recess at the concentration camp. A big sloppy bunch of Jews BSing about nothing important and waiting to die. Get ready, Bamasa. A Metal Injection live cast returns now.
All right, we are back for another exciting sort of hour, part of an hour.
Probably more, we always go over.
Of the Metal Injection live cast. Beers are being opened, joints are being rolled, yawns are being
Hello,
had.
All you pimps and pimpettes.
What?
It's time to put the sizzle in your nizzle with the Metal Injection live cast.
Blend.
We're done.
We got it.
What the fuck did I just say?
Going on. I know what happened.
Someone put him back in the closet.
Thank you, pardon. So, welcome back, everybody.
Welcome back. Once again, our number is 646-929-1357. That is our number, right?
Something like
I think
that.
So.
So I just wanted to make sure.
People should try it to see if it works.
Yeah, we need verification.
That means you, Pizza.
We've already heard for Pizza Destroyer.
Well, I feel like we should get this out of the way because this was announced at the beginning of the show by Noah.
Me?
So we should address it. Sid wants to announce something.
I didn't. That wasn't mentioned by me. That was mentioned by Sean.
That was mentioned because Rob was reading the email.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
So
sorry.
You have AIDS, Sid?
Yeah. No. After the show last week, I went home and proposed to my girlfriend.
How did you do it, Sid?
I don't know.
No,
come on, let's hear it.
How'd you do it?
I'm not going to get too spicy. I went home. I got my computer on. I called her into the bedroom. I made her look at something on the screen on the computer. And while she was reading it, I got behind her, took the ring out.
Got
up
one
knee,
just
bam. Well, that was later that night. And I proposed.
Did you go on your knees?
Yeah.
Okay. What did you say? What was
Will you marry me?
Was that's it?
Oh. Did
you say Amy and her last name? Amy?
No.
Whatever.
No.
I don't know her last
name. Amy, last name here.
Yeah.
I don't really usually refer to people by their name.
Just but because you're doing that, that's what people do.
How do you refer to her?
Hey, get over here.
No. You don't say hey.
Hey.
That's it? That's how you... If she's in the other room, you go, hey.
It depends. Sometimes sweetie, sometimes dipshit. Depends on the context.
What context would dipshit be appropriate
something
for?
Something I disapproved of.
Example?
I don't know.
Too much teeth.
Just come up with... Hey, dipshit.
If the teeth are still going on, you don't want to call her dipshit because there might be even more teeth.
Well, once she's going in the other room to clean up, you're like... Dipshit!
Well, yeah.
You used your teeth to
clean the blood off.
Yeah, exactly. That's fair.
Damn, let me lose my train of thought.
Thank goodness.
No, our chat room is suggesting that you have the wedding on the live cast.
Yes!
I don't think it's going to be like a ceremony kind
what?
Of
what?
You're going to have Wi-Fi at your wedding for sure. We can totally do a live broadcast.
I'll tell you what it is. There's going to be a ceremony. He doesn't want us there.
Yay! Wait, Sid, can I be one of your best men?
What?
No, we're not having a ceremony like that.
You need to have a penis. There's a whole ritual that happens.
We're going to do like a Justice of the Peace City Hall thing and then a party.
Yeah, that's smarter.
Yeah.
We're not religious.
Will your parents object to that and all, you know?
The fuck, kid?
Yeah, that's right.
Do you think they get a say in this?
I don't know.
No.
Some people would think so, yeah.
They're just glad I found somebody to fucking tolerate me.
Oh, okay.
Beyond that, they don't. What the hell are they going to expect?
Oh.
If they want a big ceremony, they could pay for it. I don't have that kind of fucking money.
Any kids in the future?
At some point.
Okay. During the wedding?
Like a shotgun wedding kind of thing.
Could you imagine Sid as a dad?
I can't.
Oh, man.
Hey, dipshit.
No teeth.
Well, if it's a girl. I'm not... Give me that at least.
No. Well, the chat room brings up an interesting thing. What does that mean for us?
We got what we got, baby.
Are you sure?
Okay. Yeah.
Did you talk to her about this? Did you lay out? Okay.
She
ground rules? Okay.
I thought you were married to Pizza Destroyer.
No. Pizza Destroyer dumped me after a fucking day.
What?
Yeah.
I wonder why.
I don't know. Well, that's right. He went
answers.
Crazy.
Sean was too busy crying under the table.
That's true. I'm still reeling from it. 2 weeks later. That was the shortest relationship I've ever been in my life.
Well, it was like a live cast one night stand.
It was. It really was. I was gone the next morning when I woke up. Like, I went to bed, like, happily in a relationship with Pizza Destroyer. The next morning I woke up, denied.
Did he leave $20 on your virtual nightstand?
No, just his come on Sean's back.
Right. Oh. And a poke on Facebook.
What? He wouldn't poke you in real life, no. But he pokes you on Facebook?
Digitally poked. That's in my heart.
Shame on Pizza Destroyer.
If he's a Hessian. He should be tied down.
What a degenerate.
Maybe you should buy him a bullet belt.
A long Davis Day.
I wonder if it has to be a bullet belt. Like, could it be one of those belts with, like, the studs on it?
Oh, it'd be too punk rock.
Yeah.
Mm. What if it's black studs? Black on black?
That's like, you know, like crabcore, crunky kind of thing.
No, that'd be like black on pink.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true.
Or neon green.
Yeah, or neon yellow on black.
Or cyan. Perhaps a little teal. Or a coral, if you really want to go wild with the colors.
You still talking?
Coral. It's like a red-orange.
Coal?
Can we get to burnt sienna next?
Mm.
That was my fave.
I went to see Joe Satriani earlier this week, and I realized that...
Sean, we can't wrap it up just yet. We just started.
Oh, my God. And I realized that if I was a guy, I would probably be one of the nerd guys at Joe Satriani.
Well, you're one of the nerd girls at Joe Satriani. So
I know, but...
It really took a lot to get from point A to point B with that one.
But if I was a boy, I would have looked like one of them.
Okay.
Who sent you? Oh, no.
I just had an epiphany that if I was a boy, I would be one of the guys at the Joe Satriani.
I actually think if you were a boy, you'd be more interested in the Sex and the City movie and stuff like that. Because you're a girl with such masculine taste that if you're a boy, you'd probably have feminine taste. Just going against gender.
All right.
Are you calling my power?
Yes. She would like masculine hands if she was a boy.
No. Yeah, we still have to be masculine no matter what.
What's that? Right? And we know about boys
well, we
like
have
masculine hands, don't we?
Boys that like masculine. Oh, okay.
Yes, they like cock.
Well, or that girl that called in before said she had masculine calloused fingers from playing bass.
Right, so
there
you like
go.
Her?
That's who you'd go out with.
No, she said she had baby hands.
But then she said they were calloused from playing bass.
Calloused baby hands? That's kind of odd.
Yeah, no, I like it.
That was it.
We have a caller?
We do.
No.
Is it slow-mo?
Yeah.
Oh.
Man.
Hello, slow-mo.
Hello. Earlier...
Oh, you sound a little worse than usual.
Because I am outside in the cold.
Yeah, no, we're going to have to... We need to reconnect. It's our fault, callers.
Yeah, it's us, not you. Got it.
From the waist down.
Oh,
of course.
Got a butter churn in his pants.
So let's talk about this, Paul. Let's get this out in the open. Why don't you like your voice recorded?
Whisper it in Rob's ear and he'll tell us.
Yeah, I'll be the translator.
Listen, let's take him off the air. We're off the air.
Can we go?
We're on a music break now, Paul. You can talk now.
No,
this
tell
is
us.
Just us here.
We're not recording.
He didn't fall for it. A little more intelligent than someone in California.
Oh, that's not cool.
Well, it was accurate. Someone in California is not as intelligent as Paul. There's got to be someone. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, fair enough.
Right, Paul?
Yeah.
All right, that's 11.
The nods don't count? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, the nods don't count as words.
Okay.
What about if he puts up his middle finger? Does that count?
No. All right, our lines are fixed.
Should we try Shlomo again?
I don't want to trash Shlomo.
Try.
He wants to try him on.
Trash it or Shlomo it.
Shlomo, you there?
Yeah.
There we are.
All right, Shlomo, what is our favorite Orthodox Jew doing today?
Are you a vegetarian? Vegetarian Chinese restaurant, kosher vegetarian restaurant in Chinatown.
You went to a vegetarian restaurant in Chinatown?
A kosher vegetarian restaurant. What was it called?
It was called, like, Buddha Cow, whatever. Buddha Kai. Buddha Kai.
Buddha Kai?
Buddha Kai. Buddha Kai. It's...
Buddock High?
Buddock High. It's five lots
high. Well, Murdoch is high.
Oh.
It's a 5 Mott Street.
Mott Street?
You're talking about
Mott. Mott. M-O-T-T Street.
M-O-T-T Street?
Mott.
Did you spell that again?
M-O-T-T. Mott Street.
Just look at Trina.
Shlomo, can you do us a favor?
M-O-C-H-O-I-N-G.
Shlomo, do us a favor. Could you Google the lyrics for Feliz Navidad quickly?
It's,
do you need a
favor on that? I said 5 Mott Street.
Yeah, we get it. We're moving on.
Okay.
We're moving on.
They had vegetarian. Let's see how many vegetarians they had. They had vegetarian They have vegetarian dolphin soup.
Did you order
dolphin
the
soup? Is that what he just said?
Vegetarian. Vegetarian dolphin soup.
Vegetarian dolphins.
Did you order the...
What the fuck?
Next time you go to the Owa Tade Kayam. That's the best. That's the best dish they have there.
They have vegetarian dolphin soup. They have vegetarian squid. Vegetarian, like...
Did you have the samyanga?
What? I had some vegetarian squid. Oh yes, I have vegetarian squid. I must have vegetarian octopus.
What's the difference?
What's your mouth, Shlomo?
Squid. Vegetarian squid.
Shlomo, follow along with me. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Now your turn. Go.
What?
Just sing along with me. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.
Oh, yes. You're cool. Immortal.
I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart.
Bless your fat
soul.
3, 2, 1. Wait a
All right, Shlomo. Thanks for calling.
okay, so it was pretty interesting cuisine.
Do you have anything negative to say about Ashley's
ex-boyfriend?
Off the air.
It's like vegetarianism.
All right, great.
Something Asian vegetarian, like I'm like really like holy shit, like Chinese like food, but it's vegetarian, vegetarian food. We like Chinese vegetarian,
How many times do you get to say vegetarian in 1 minute?
I'm just intrigued by dolphin soup.
Yes. Feliz Navidad.
Dolphin, shark fin soup.
What?
That was a whole documentary.
Vegetarian shark fin soup. Shark fin. Shark. S-H-A-R-K. Shark fin.
Shark fin.
S-H-A-R-K. Said shark.
Shark. Shark. S-H-A-R-K. Shark. 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 Like the jaw. Like a shark.
Like the thing in the ocean, a dolphin, right?
Yeah. No, a shark. Like a chump.
Not the ocean, Sid, a shark.
Yeah.
Get it right.
Wait, like what you used to write on a chalkboard?
No. That. Yes?
All right, we've defeated him. Thank you, Schlagel, for calling in. Shaw. We have another call.
Shaw.
We got just it. Leave him on the line. Let's leave him on the line and let him keep arguing about the shark while we talk to someone else.
781.
It's me again. I'm back, and I read the Tootsie. Okay, so I'm here to tell you the facts about what happened with me and Sean Inske.
Oh, yeah. Oh, boy. Please do.
Yeah.
I'm trying
to be different. I got the day then, I got home, and I spoke to my neighbor, and he said that Sean had been over to my house that day for about 3 hours. I was like, what could you have possibly been doing at my house for 3 hours?
Wow.
So,
was an insightful conversation.
You just broke the internet. Yeah, our phones are really...
Our Blog Talk does not like our callers today. They're like, you don't want to talk to them. We should instead focus our energy on talking to Paul. Paul, how's it going over there?
While the callers were on, I took Paul in the other room and I recorded a little interview with him.
Oh, okay, cool.
Hello, this is Paul. It's been great sharing this time with you on the live cast. Thanks for having me.
There you go. See, he's very when he's not on the air, he's very open.
Sounds a lot like Chuck Blandington.
Yeah, it's weird. It's the mics. The mics we use. That's why.
Yeah, it's polite.
Yeah, it's very nice. Nice to have you too, Paul. Thanks for coming.
I trust if he says anything else with the remainder of the show, Darren, you will.
Yeah. No, I'll relay it.
Cool.
Once again, our number is 646-929-1357.
And we have a caller on the line. It's 407.
Hello.
407.
What's going on? Hi, Paul.
Oh, no.
Okay, I'm going to reset the phone.
Wait. We need to reset the phone lines again.
What'd you say, Paul?
Hello, this is Paul. What the hell did you...
What else is going on, everybody?
Okay, I think I may have gotten the lines to work again.
All right. That was quick.
Okay, so we have two 407 numbers, but only one of them can be on the air.
Oh, shit. Who do we got? 407.
You got the best. You got the best.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
Who is this?
This is the best. This is the best.
Just the best? What's up, the best?
Of course. Of course.
Mr. The Best.
He's
one of the
greatest
men.
Doing
pretty bestly. Why do you grace us with your presence today, Mr. The Best?
I'm watching your show.
He's watching.
Wow, he really is the best because no one else can do that.
He's in the other room.
Is it Paul calling in the show? What's going on?
Yeah. I'm watching the screen. I'm watching
the house
live chat. It says live, nothing happening, but I'm watching it. So
that's it. You just wanted to call us in to know that you're watching the live cast.
Yeah.
I feel honored.
You should be. You're the only one.
I do.
Really?
Amazing.
Oh, Paul wants to say
something. I love that noise.
Hello, this is Paul. Sean, stop being such a faggot and get the tattoo you were supposed to get, little bitch.
Paul, come on!
Oh, Paul, I thought you were supposed to be respectful. I just met you today. That is fucking rude.
Jeez! You're
a
shock jock.
Yeah, no, seriously.
Give me a break.
And it's pronounced Sean.
Yeah, not Shun. Shun! Oh, he's not a pro. Like
Man, Paul's a douchebag.
Paul is a loose cannon. Let me
wow, you never know what to expect from Paul. Thank you, Mr. The Best, for standing up for me.
That was uncalled for.
Oh, geez.
Perhaps
oh, geez.
That was uncalled for.
When I actually thought to say that as well, and I stopped myself.
Oh.
That's the difference between me and you.
Noah, the censor stopped you. That's true.
Any pun that goes through my head must come out my mouth. I'm leaving that one open for you guys. All right. Is that all with Mr. the Best?
I guess.
All right, great. Thanks for letting us know. Who else do we have? The other 407?
Yeah, we have another 407.
407.
Hey, can you hear me now?
Yes. Who is this?
Hey, this is Keith.
Hey. Oh, what's up, Keith?
Hi, Keith.
Hey, Hi, Paul.
What's going on, Keith?
I have a Jewish social matter that's been bothering me.
Uh-oh. Well, we're here to help.
The whole idea of kosher is really kind of pissing me off because I feel like just because my hands aren't Jewish, I can't cook a meal for their Jewish mouth. You know, like, the fuck's up with that?
I don't think that's how it works.
That's not what it is.
The meal does not have to be prepared by a Jew.
Oh.
It just has to be blessed by a rabbi. Then you can handle it. And make food for us.
But some are always.
That's why I have a Jewish rabbi in my pocket I can pull out, right? At
is there
any
another
time and bless it.
It's not a Muslim rabbi, right?
Maybe Mr. the Best has access to those since he has access to things that don't exist.
Yeah. Well, but does that mean there's like a rabbi on call for like the Jewish hot dog company? You know, like the kosher hot dog?
Yeah, you make an appointment and he comes in. And then he throws goat's blood all over the hot dogs.
Yeah.
And then it's kosher.
Really? It's funny, when you go to the 7-Eleven in my neighborhood where it's all Jewish, they have a printout on the wall which flavors of Slurpees are kosher.
Get the fuck out of here.
Which are you're not supposed to drink. Every single thing in the store is cataloged by whether it's kosher or not.
So does that mean that somewhere on the production line of that food, it was blessed?
Well, no, what it means is that you're allowed to eat things that aren't blessed also.
Okay.
If they're mass-produced, if they fit the original guidelines, right? Like, meat is the only thing that you really need to bless. Like, all the other stuff is...
Well, meat needs to be butchered in a certain way.
Right.
Kosher dogs are really butchered in a way.
But like corn syrup, you know, you can eat that if it doesn't have any non-kosher ingredients in it.
Like bacon. If there's bacon in your corn syrup,
that's how I like my corn syrup.
Can a Jewish eat pork if there's, like, baby foreskins?
A Jewish has the ability to eat pork, but they're not supposed to.
Well, they say during the Holocaust, like, this, you know, families that were starving, the ones that weren't captured yet still living in Nazi Germany, like they had no money because they were, you know, the Nazi tactics would make them broke and have no money. So they would slaughter pigs if they were available and eat them. And it was like God allowed them.
Yeah, here's the thing. The Jews, we have this holiday called Yom Kippur. And it's great because it's like anything you do that's wrong, as long as you're like, yeah, sorry about that, bro.
And
on that day,
to fast.
Yeah, you have to
fast.
You have to not eat for a whole day. That's the downside.
Yeah,
Rob, when was the last time you tried that?
That Coke binge I had a few weeks ago? No, no.
I never did that in my life.
Fasting? No, I've done it.
Why? Before my parents forced you?
Yeah.
No. What's this called?
Get it for Ramadan.
This for his Coke.
Jerry! I got it.
Good singer.
Because
Rob's a Muslim.
I ran
out of my
love. Yeah, it's my address.
No, coming down the aisle. From Tehran, Iran. That's awesome. By the way, Paul wants to say something else.
Everyone, quiet down. Oops. Quiet down, everyone. Jeez, you can't talk.
Well, I guess he doesn't want to say anything.
Paul, go ahead.
Uh-huh.
No, never mind. He doesn't want to say anything. Damn it. I'll see if I can get him to...
Poke him a bit. He likes being poked.
Oh.
Beg your pardon?
Keith, any other Jew-related questions?
No, that was it.
What are the questions in general?
I want to talk about Cynic a little bit. Losing some members.
Why?
Yeah.
That was sad.
Yeah, I think Tony Choi has an unemployment record currently. Would be a good replacement as a bassist. Oh, what do you think?
Sid, how do you feel about Tony Trent?
Who?
Why don't they get that girl from California?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She sounds like she's good.
Listen, I don't want to.
No, the Wright brothers' basis.
Yeah.
I don't want to drop too much of a bombshell this late in the show, but Cynic released a new song.
What?
You didn't know about that. I heard this on the internet before you.
This must have been while we were on the air.
No, here it is.
So tell
me. Leo Dick.
I like their new sound, I have to say.
It's definitely an improvement.
His voice sounds so good.
Are you still anti-Cynic after hearing this?
No, I will thrash this. I like their new direction.
Thrash it. I agree.
It's less pretentious.
It's very straightforward.
Yeah.
I've never heard a Cynic song in my life, but I would listen to this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so cold in the D, Cynic.
Hey, I will listen to Nails as much as Cynic anyway.
To tell you the truth, I really want to talk on the air, but I am completely hypnotized by Jenny's enormous fun pillows. Can you ask, take her sweater meats out of the studio, please?
Oh, that's what it was. Oh, okay. Sorry,
it makes it all the better because she's passed out.
Oh, Jenny.
You probably could take him out.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, wheel her out on a wheelbarrow.
Stop it.
I hope that answered your question, Keith.
Sure.
Okay, cool. We have some more callers, so we have to move on. But
happy holidays. Smoke weed. All that good shit.
Yeah.
Smoke weed every day.
It's not our holiday, though. Just Sean.
It's my holiday. And I will drink instead of smoke.
Well, we are directly between Christmas and Hanukkah now. It's like right. It's neutral waters.
Mm-hmm. We're in the taint area.
This must be some kind of Muslim.
Is that Kwanzaa?
No, Kwanzaa is the same. It's like December 26th, I think.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah. Kwanzaa verification.
That doesn't really. Come on.
Does anyone know the story of Kwanzaa? I don't.
It's fake. It's like a
like a Hallmark holiday.
Professor invented it in like the
60s. It's like a combination of different African religions plus Hanukkah. And, it was made up in the 70s. It's not a real African holiday.
It's for the HR department to, not ostracize any group that's not celebrating something.
Basically.
Well, I think all HR departments just say holidays.
But aren't most black people Catholic or Christian, though? So, they have Christmas.
They're also Muslim.
Muslim.
Well, how many black people do you see at your Quran meeting?
Son of a bitch, I don't go to them anymore. what do we got, Noah?
Assalamu alaikum.
803.
Hey, this is Drake from South Carolina.
Hello, Drake.
On the topic of Jewish food, since the episode couscous and the poos. I can't buy or eat couscous without thinking about Noah's pussy.
Well,
I'm not really sure what this couscous has to do with Jewish food.
How do you respond to that?
You have 90 seconds to
respond.
And go.
What?
How do you respond to this gentleman thinking about your poos,
whenever he eats the couscous?
Great for him. Good for you.
All right. Correct answer.
There you have it, Drake.
She likes you.
Wait, do we need age verification for that statement?
No.
No.
Just make sure that you snort it.
Oh, hey, Noah.
She's only 10 years younger than you. You
snort the puss.
Oh, my God, Darren.
Sorry, I gave it away.
You just hit me where it hurts.
Oh, please.
I'm not 36 years old.
37.
People
be honest.
36.
Oh, come on.
What's wrong with 36?
Nothing.
All them gray jazz pubes.
That's the new 22.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. I don't know what that means.
Me neither. Right, I act like I'm 12. So.
Do you have any more callers?
Thanks for calling in and sharing.
224. Who's 224?
Isn't that where Marla Gibbs lives?
Hello? 224.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, you fucked it up.
Oh, hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Oh, I'm good, very good. Hey, I wonder, do you ever hear band Asian Force 5?
Asian Force 5? No, sir, with terrible accent at frat house.
I sit with my Asian friend. My Asian friend, his name Hassan.
Nigga, fuck you!
The river, pork fry lice.
What?
Fry wonton.
Oh, fry rice. Yeah, fry rice. Fry. And maybe egg roll?
Who are your friends? They sound more entertaining than you. Put them on the line.
Okay. We won't talk to you, black guy.
Oh, shit, nah, nigga.
Hello, what is your name, sir?
What is my name?
Yeah.
What's your name, buddy?
Slomo Trina.
Who am I on the phone with?
O-I-N-E.
What?
Oh,
you
yeah,
said?
Slomo Trina. S-H-L-O-M-O-C-H-O-I-N-E.
Shlomo?
Funny. I think so.
Who am on the phone?
Right.
Don't worry
Hello.
About it.
All right, let's move on.
Hold on. Continue, Joan.
Okay, we have 347.
347. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, what's your name?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, this is a video.
What's your name?
Avidya, guys, remember?
Oh, it's Avidya.
Oh, it's Avidya from
the India
347.
Guy.
Oh, what's up? Avidya from India. We are a worldwide podcast.
Wow, Australia and India.
What's going on, Avidya?
What's up?
Chilling, how are you?
So I was just calling to, you know, I have a question for you guys. More like advice, really.
Oh.
About life?
So,
don't bother DVRing outsourced. That's what you're saying. Don't
So the sound quality in most of your song parodies, right? The vocal quality, it's really good. And I want to know how you get that. You get that.
What
know,
do you mean?
Huh?
What are you referring to specifically? Yes, hello, hi. Shlomo China.
No, I want to know how the sound quality in most of your song parodies is so good.
We have a million
Because we're coming up with own compositions for our band, and I'm trying to record, and it's not really that good. And,
we have a very good board and very good microphones.
Yeah, don't use your computer microphone. You have to go out and buy a mic.
These are
Right now, I'm using Audacity. Any other good recording software?
You have to find Adobe Audition and use that.
Torrent.
Okay.
All right. It's either Cool Edit or Adobe Audition. It's the same program. That's what you should use to edit.
On a Mac.
Well, on a Mac.
Wait, are you on a you're on a PC, right? Or are you on
a Mac? On a PC. So I can export my program drums to WAV. I mean, I can export to WAV files. I can open it using Adobe, and I can record my vocals over it. Is that how it works?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That or Cool Edit. That's all you. Also fascinating. All right.
That's all it is. And, oh, wait, one other really important thing. You need Darren to sing it.
I do want it. I'm available. Can I just say how ironic it is to have an Indian guy calling us for tech support?
Such a jerk.
Hey! He liked it. He actually liked it.
That's how he feels.
That was
love.
Awesome, man.
Wow, you made it day. All right. Well, thank you for calling. Wait, what time is it in India now, just to compare?
It's 8.
Oh.
8 a.m.?
So it's 2 hours. It's like 2 hours
behind.
He called in at the beginning of the show. It was like 9.
No, it's 8 a.m.
Yeah, from Australia.
So we're a morning show in India, too.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Morning drive.
Good morning, India.
And Australia.
Yeah. And funny thing is,
Russia.
And Russia.
It's really convenient for me.
And China.
We'll be giving away tickets to the Paul Hogan book signing coming up later in the hour.
Good morning, Japan.
But right now, we're going to play Waltzing Matilda for the 351st time in a row. Everybody enjoy. Drive safely.
Oh, hello, Singapore. Good morning to you, long time.
Oh, no. Who else could I thank? Let's go to Noah in the traffic copter. How are those rice patties looking, Noah?
Oh, looking so good. Looking so good. So nice.
Oh, yo, are you filling in for Noah today?
Yeah.
Wait. Let me get my door open.
Oh, looking so good. Looking so bad.
And later on in the hour, Sid's going to be showing us how to cook up a nice batch of teriyaki steak. All right, Sid.
Sure.
All right.
I got nothing for teriyaki. I got no teriyaki steak material.
Oh,
now.
Man.
You're out of teriyaki.
We're a hit.
Wow.
I was expecting Rob to do a Sid impression there, actually. Oh, I will make the teriyaki steak! Hang up on this fuck first!
Like, oh, jeez.
You
like that?
All right, Akuja, I love you.
Yeah, I just want to say one thing.
It's a friend.
In a platonic kind of way, as a person.
Hello. So, yeah,
okay.
I just want to say... The timings are, like, really convenient for me. Because whenever the music break comes on, I can go take a dump. And then...
So we do.
It's all that curry.
We all sit on each other's laps and just take dumps through each other's legs.
It's a human centipede of sorts. Cool, thank you. All right. Wrap things up.
All right, see you guys.
See you later, Avidya.
Let's go to Paul for one the last final announcement.
Hello. Right. This is Paul. Please tell Rob to scream louder. I still have one eardrum that is partially functional, so his job is not yet complete.
Oh, that was very nice.
Well, in that case...
At least you said it in a very polite manner.
Yeah.
What a dry, sarcastic guy that Paul is.
Yeah. He's a dry... You would never know, since he never actually talks on the air. All right. Well, 7 past the hour. Here on the Australian Drive Morning Show. And they say it backwards in Australia, Morning Drive. So we're getting ready to throw it over to who's someone else Australian that would have a show?
Wait.
What?
Let's see. Pizza Destroyer.
Oh, jeez. Isn't 2 calls the limit per show on him?
Less
a different number.
Yeah,
I got cut off.
Yeah.
We don't want to know about your circumcision.
I got my phone call got cut off. I didn't get to finish talking.
You didn't get to finish fucking?
No.
Talking. So
okay.
I have like 1.5 phone calls right now. I haven't exceeded my quota yet. I'm entirely ready.
Okay,
yeah.
Sorry.
Right,
let's
shoot.
Go.
No, hang on. No. I wanted to request for you to request me to make a playlist for your music break.
Nope.
Not
sorry, no.
What? Oh!
Like we said, we call you.
Yeah,
you don't call us.
We'll let you know.
What?
Well, not for the music break. I mean, not like...
I thought you said we don't call us.
No, we call you.
You might have said that.
So we call you. You don't call us.
Wait,
that's
what do I have to do? Do I have
what
to... Do I have to, like, swallow goat semen?
No, you have to sing Feliz Navidad for us. That's
yeah.
what you have to do.
I'll hear it somewhere. I'll do it right now.
No, you have to do it with feeling, like I did earlier.
Feliz Navidad. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
The whole song.
Yeah, all 20 minutes of it. Let's go.
I don't fucking know the lyrics to the whole song.
If Shlomo could Google lyrics, so fucking can you.
I sang
yeah.
it for you earlier.
I can't get to my computer right now. I'm in my man cave.
Here we
How
go.
How are you listening to the show?
Just repeat after me.
Yeah.
I'll sing it again. No problem. Ready?
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
Feliz Navidad. Dun, dun, dun,
Feliz
dun,
Navidad.
Dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun.
Feliz Navidad. Dun, 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 dun.
Police never did.
Police never did.
If you don't know, just ask.
Cool. Now, I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Without the accent. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
I can't even
keep going.
All right, so now you're gonna let him do a playlist?
No.
You're a liar, piece of shit.
No good.
No good, piece.
I got a piece of shit.
Son of a
no
bitch.
No good, motherfucker. I'm gonna break his back, suplex him, put him in the kettle clutch, break his back, make him mumble, and then fuck his ass.
That was the worst Iron Sheik impression I've ever heard. But I respect him.
No respect.
All right. Thank you, Peter.
Because I'm on my cell phone right now.
Please, cut him off mid-sentence. Okay. I can't take it. Thank you. All right.
First call is better than the last.
Yeah. He goes down progressively in quality.
Sometimes it's a car crash that you just want to watch.
Sean, are you all right? Are you all right, Sean? You look like
you're... still heard about the breakup.
Just hearing his voice just makes me just fall for it.
You were just giving your forehead a massage with your beer.
I mean, I would like to give my whole body a massage with beer.
With a bottle?
Please.
Didn't Madonna
Can you give yourself a beer enema right now?
Sure. That's actually the fastest way to get drunk. I learned that on Mancers on TV.
Can you do it?
Did you try it?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Can you get
go
on
the bathroom.
Do you have something that I could use?
Do this.
No, just stick the bottle
in
there.
The bottle.
What, a handstand or something?
Yeah.
But I feel like, you know, physics, it wouldn't go in.
No,
I mean,
that's true.
Something that, like,
it'll go in. You have to get into the downward dog.
Yoga? Pilates?
And then you put the beer bottle into your butt.
You know an awful lot of practice.
But I still think the physics, you need something to propel the liquid into...
Okay, here's what we do.
The colon.
I'm saying that your butt is already stretched and you have a hole in it. You could just pour it in.
No, get your straw.
I can just suck.
No, get a mouthful of beer, put a straw in her mouth, and blow it into your...
Oh, felch. Oh, well, the opposite of felching.
Yes,
see,
there you go.
I'll do it.
Yeah?
It's a good idea, but use your shofar from Hanukkah.
See, now that I would do. Getting a tattoo of your two faces on it.
The trick, Sean, is a second before she starts blowing the beer and you fart right into the straw. She inhales your fart.
With
the beer in my mouth?
Yeah.
I don't know about that. I'm not into that.
She's not a big beer drinker.
No, I don't like, beer.
Yeah, that's
fart,
good.
Yes. Beer. No.
Hmm.
We're done.
Someone in the chat recommends for you to get a tattoo of Paul's face.
Oh, okay.
Would your tattoo artist be up for that? I mean,
yeah. He's more attractive than you.
How would he rate Paul's face? Wow,
yeah.
Wow, wow.
Wait,
actually, you guys look like you'd be brothers, though.
I don't. What? Because we both have dark hair.
Paul Muslim?
Yeah. In so many words. It's really just the facial hair.
That's how
you have facial hair.
So you and Tim look like you're related because you have similar
color. I
feel
like we could be.
He's more well groomed. I've got it like on my cheeks and whatnot.
Let me check my drawers.
Sid isn't as dead in the eyes as Sean is.
Sean just thinks all white people look alike.
It's an accurate statement.
Oh, Dog Found Chainsaw. In the chat, asks Sean, Paul looks like a boot too? That's fucked up. Because I don't look like a boot.
Yeah, I still don't get that at all.
She just said a random word.
Yeah, and it was funny.
That's
what the whole joke was?
It was
what
funny.
The fuck? No, here's what it was. We opened the show with a fake press conference of some kind. Rob was giving a press conference. I forgot what it was.
Well, it was when Alex Rodriguez had his press conference to admit he did steroids, so Rob had a press conference admitting he did weed.
So then at the end, we took questions.
Yeah.
And she said, is it true your face looks like a boot or something?
Yeah. And Rob, he was in character the whole time, but that broke him.
Yeah.
Because we didn't know
he didn't
it was coming.
Yeah.
So
since like episode 62, I've been trying to figure out how Rob looks like a boot, and this never was the case.
We should have a wiki of live cast references.
Make it happen, Captain.
Yeah.
Done. Set up in my head.
Their own WikiLeaks.
All right. So is this all winding down?
Let's wrap it up.
I think that was like 10 minutes ago.
Thank you, Paul, coming in.
Paul, any final words?
No.
Good one. Good.
Not even a plug for your oft unvisited website?
Oh.
He's just trying to get you angry so that you start yelling.
They get enough from Keith.
Okay. All right.
Who's that?
Well, that's good. The guy that called in earlier asking about the bacon and the kosher.
Hello, this is Paul.
Oh,
let's wrap it up. I need to score some coke and hookers.
I wonder if Paul will share any of the coke and hookers with us. I don't know. But okay. Should we end on like a song of some sort? Something?
Feliz Navidad.
Really? I was going to play a song that was mentioned in the show.
Okay.
My guilty pleasure.
Sean's guilty pleasure.
He's going to play Blue on Black. Dima.
It's Smell Your Dick. No. Oh, damn it. All right, we'll see you next week, everybody.
Bye.
Oh,
Hello there. I'm Peter Steele. You might have heard the news about me and my recent career change. Well, it's true. I grew tired of my old lifestyle, pumping iron in the gym every day, writing sensitive, brooding emo lyrics in my Brooklyn love nest, and slapping broads around with my abnormally huge penis, once seen in Playgirl magazine. After some introspection, I found the perfect career for someone like Peter Steele, driving a school bus. Yes, that's right. If you're lucky enough to be a parent residing in Monmouth County, you could have your children driven to school by an upstanding citizen like Peter Steele. What does this matter? Well, after 2 months of driving these adorable little rugrats around, I realized music is still in my blood. That's why I've joined up with my star-studded A-list of friends in the metal industry to bring you Peter Steele and Friends Present The Wheels on the Bus, a compilation of songs heard on the bus driven every day by Peter Steele. You'll hear great songs like Mary Had a Little Lamb by my good friend James Hetfield.
Mary had a little lamb, ooh, little lamb, little lamb. Mary had a little lamb. Its face was white as snow like Coke.
And then you gotta have the alphabet song with my good pal, Tom Araya of Slayer.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G. J, K, L, M, S, O, P, R, S, T, U, C, W, X. Nobody. A, B, C's. That's why won't you sing with me?
Then, of course, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star by Dave Mustaine of Megadeth.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. James Hetfield, you think you're a big star, don't you? Well, you're not. Dave Mustaine's a real star. I'm so sick of you kicking my dog, my cat, my pet gecko. I'm gonna find you, James. I know it's not gonna be pretty. I'm done. I'm out of here. I'm done with this stupid song. Screw all of you. Yeah.
Of course, there gotta be a little banana phone with Rafi and a friend I just made, the Iron Sheik.
Ring, 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 ring. Banana phone. Fuck and bullshit.
Ring, ring, ring.
Banana phone.
Fucking bullshit.
So appealing for us to get together and sing. Sing.
Low life, son of a bitch.
Banana phone. Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding. Banana phone.
Come on, please. I've got my
this
hands.
This is Mr.
King. Bullshit.
And it won't be a Peter Steele Presents album without Peter Steele on it. So here I am singing The Wheels on the Bus.
The wheels on the bus go round and round, round and round, round and round. The wheels on the bus go round and round. Oh, Peter Steele's driving.
The wheels on the bus.
Kid, can you shut up? You're ruining my flow! This is Peter Steele. I'm a singing professional and you're ruining it! Why did I allow these dumb children to be on my song? I'm Peter Steele! I'll kill you!
God, I hate stupid children! Pick up my album, Peter Steele and Friends Present Peter Steele. Peter Steele, Peter Steele, it's so is Peter Steele.
Why the fuck you get your own sandwich, asshole?
beer. Hey, bitch, get me a sandwich and a beer. And get out of the room. I want to watch Shark Week.
What? Fuck you. Get your own sandwich, asshole.
Wow. My girl is such a cunt. I wish there was some product that could help me understand women better.
Hey, you. Do you want the answer to all of life's mysteries?
Sure.
Well, get ready for a new product that can solve all your problems. It's the Tomaria Magic 8 Ball.
Tomaria Magic 8 Ball? How could it help me?
It's simple. Just ask the Tomaria Magic 8 Ball a question, give it a quick shake, and watch it work.
Tomaria Magic 8 Ball, what should I do about my cunty girlfriends? Wow! Now I understand women! Thanks, Tomaria Magic 8 Ball!
Should I ask my boss for that raise? Wow, now I have the confidence to succeed in my career. Thanks, Tomaria Magic 8 Ball.
Tomaria Magic 8 Ball can solve any problem just like that. Relationships. Money issues. Anger management. Divorce. Lost keys. Yard work. Spills. Penis enlargement. Weight loss. Embarrassing wetness. And much, much more. The Tomaria Magic 8 Ball is constructed of space-age polymers through the miracle of modern engineering. When you shake it, knowledge crystals are released from the fluid inside and are activated by the Tomaria Scream technology. So whatever answer pops into your head, it's the right one. And that's not all. If you order now, you also get the Tomaria Alarm Clock AM/FM radio at no cost to you.
Here's your sandwich, baby. I'm sorry I forgot the mustard. It won't happen again.
It better not. Thanks, Tomaria Magic 8 Ball.
Tomorrow, 100 gallons of salt supplies limited going out. Not everyone in Mexico, Guam, or the Virgin Islands. Must be a U.S. resident over 18 order. Results may vary. Actual Tomaria not included. Slayer groups. Go have sex with a parent. You have to be compatible with Josh F. and Roller Magic 8 Ball, and then Lugula Magic 8 Ball, or Joe Rule Metallic 8 Ball. Follow instructions carefully and use as directed. May cause premature menopause, bitter bowel diarrhea, nut shots, and other common ailments. See your physician before using.